your thoughts have an electromagnetic reality. Now you must realize that this is true, or the rest of what I am saying will indeed sound like Pollyanna nonsense. When you think in terms, for example, of abundance and of plenty, then those thoughts draw to you abundance and a plenty as a magnet does. There will be a while you are changing your beliefs. For example, you will find yourself in a period where you feel quite self-deceptive and you are saying, I am surrounded by wealth and abundance, and you still look around you and you are poor, and you think, this is a lot of bull. But it took you some time to build up your beliefs to the point of your present experience. And so in your terms, there may be some lag before your new beliefs draw to you abundance. But your physical experience follows your thought, and you cannot change the experience without first changing your thought. Now, it does no good to believe two things at the same time. So what you do is this. You say, I will play around with this idea. I will admit that it might be possible that my own thoughts about money are causing my lack of it. And so for the hell of it, I will several times a day pretend that I am surrounded by abundance. And in my mind, I will imagine the things that I want. If it does not work, I have not lost a thing. But if it works, I have gained a lot. So you try it for several weeks. And each time that you do, the idea becomes a little bit more possible, a little bit more real. And in the meantime, these thoughts are changing the beliefs that you have had. They are at least balancing them. And they begin to draw to you abundance. There is no other way to change your physical reality but by changing your thoughts.